Perigimel, Mishnah Tazayin, Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Havi Mekabel es Kol Ha'odom Besimcha, you should greet everyone gladly. And you need to understand this Mishnah, of course, because if you recall in Perek Beis, we learned Havi Mekabel es Kol Ha'odom Besaver Panim Yafos, Shammai taught us, you should greet every single person with a happy countenance. So what is Rabbi Shmuel adding? What is Rabbi Shmuel teaching us? If we already know Havi Mekabel es Kol Ha'odom Besaver Panim Yafos, with a glad countenance, what is Rabbi Shmuel teaching us here? Havi Mekabel es Kol Ha'odom Besimcha, you should greet everyone gladly. I'd like to explain this Mishnah based upon the Gemara Maseches Tainis Daf Chav Beis Amud Aleph. The Gemara tells the following anecdote story: Rabbi Baroka Chuza, Havi Shchiach B'Shukah de Beileft. Rabbi Baroka from the city of Chuza was often found in the marketplace of Beileft. Havi Shchiach Elio Gabei, Elio Hanavi often frequented the Shuk, and Rabbi Baroka would see him and speak to him. And in the shuk, Rabbi Baroka would ask Elio, Ika b'hai shuk bar alma d'asi? Is there anybody here in this shuk that is worthy to be in the world to come? Who walking around this marketplace will enter the world to come? And Elio turned to Rabbi Baroka and said, Hanach nami b'nei alma d'asi ninu. You see these two fellows over here? Those two people will enter ultimately the world to come. Rabbi Baroka was amazed. Azul Gabai, who approached them, Amalu, Mayuvdaihu, what is it that you do? Amrile Inche Biduche Anan. We are Biduche. What are Biduche? Rashi says, Smechim Umesamchim. We are comedians. We are jokesters. We are people who laugh. Mavdechinan Atsivi. We make people who are sad happy. And that's our job. That's what we do. We make others happy. We see from here that a person who will ultimately enter the world to come, one of the traits, one of the qualities, is if you're able to make other people happy. And that's what Rabbi Shmuel is adding in this Mishnah, more than Shammai, earlier in the Masechta. Shammai said you should be Mekabel Kol Adam B'Sever Panim Yafos. You should greet a person with a good countenance and approach that person pleasantly. But there's an even higher level, and that's that you can make other people happy, and you make other people glad. And if somebody is sad, you could uplift their spirits and make them joyous and make them happy. And if you read Rashi carefully, Rashi says that the Biduche, these two individuals who made other people happy, it wasn't that they just made other people happy. Smechim umesamchim acherim. They themselves were happy, but it's not enough just to be happy. I have to make other people happy as well. Rabbi Shmuel is teaching us such a critical element in the world of Bein Adam L'Chavero. One of the greatest things that you could do for another person is to make another person laugh, to make another person smile, to make another person happy. There's so many people who are sad. So many people are melancholy. So many people who are down. Ivdu es Hashem b'simcha, serve God with joy, doesn't mean that you should just serve God with joy. But Ivdu es Hashem b'simcha means help make other people be joyous. Allow them to have simcha. That could mean inviting them to your house. That could mean a phone call. It could mean a smile that you bring to their face. As the Gemara learns, the Pasuk, that you should show people milbin shinayim, the white of your teeth, because the way to show another the person the white of your teeth is through a smile. After the loss of Rabbi Ruderman, the late Rosh Yeshiva of Neir Yisrael's wife, he wasn't happy and he was down. And Talmidim called the Rosh Yeshiva in New York to come visit him for one purpose, to make Rabbi Ruderman laugh, to make him smile, and to give him a happy, good time. And there's nothing greater that you could do for another person than to lift their spirits, to make them smile and to make them laugh. We live in a world of so much trouble, so much sadness, so much pain, so much difficulty. And our job, if we can do it, is not only for us to be happy, but to make other people happy. And when you greet somebody at your initial contact with them, with a smile, with a joke, that could do so much, and it's so powerful. So it's more important, it's in a higher level than what Shammai taught in the first chapter of Avos, having Mekabelus Kol Adam Misaver Panim Yafos. Yes, you should greet everybody with a happy countenance, but the next level is Besimcha, to make a person smile, to make a person laugh, and to bring a person to be in a state of being jovial. Now, we can't confuse Simcha
with being lightheaded, because that's what the next Mishnah teaches us about. The next Mishnah teaches us about tzchok and kalas rosh, joking, lightheadedness, frivolity. That's not what we're talking about here. Simcha is joy, simcha is happiness, simcha is true. It's not being a person who is taking advantage of a situation and causing a person to laugh at somebody else's expense or by saying something inappropriate. That's tzchok, that's kalash rosh, that the next Mishnah will teach us, margilin le'erva, that brings a person to sin. But the simcha we're talking about here is true simcha. Simcha shel mitzvah, simcha space ha'sho'eva, or just being kind and nice and fun and having a proper conversation. There are often people who the only way they're able to be happy is when they're inappropriate. That's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about being appropriate, a sharp joke, a fine comment, a good smile. That's being mekabel es kol ha'adam b'simcha. That's making a person joyous and happy. There are jokes that are good, and there are ways to make other people happy. Today, people send each other emails and texts. And there are different ways that you can make a person happy and have a good day. There's so many jokes and there's so many proper ways. But there are many inappropriate things also that are passed around on social media. We have to remember to make sure to make a person happy and joyous by saying things that are appropriate, things that are nice, things that are kind, things that are funny. It's good to laugh. It's healthy to laugh. We all know that. And we should be smiling. And we should be laughing. And we should be uplifting others. And we have to be happy ourselves. Let's try to make others happy. Look to make other people happy. And find ways to bring smile to another person's face, to give them the happiness, the joy that they need. And there are different ways to do it. It could be through physical ways. It could be through spiritual ways. It could be emotional ways. But a kind word, a smile, a joke are things that we need to be thinking about. And that's what Rishmal is teaching us, having mekabel as kol ha'adam b'simcha.